I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I am here with the super millennial, David Barreto, giving us the millennial perspective. Happy Friday, David.
Happy Friday.
So this week, our topic has been relationship. We kicked it off on Sunday's episode of Stress Mastery's podcast weekend edition with host Mark Middlestead on expectations in relationships. Mondays with the Super Millennial talked on everything is a relationship. On Health Huddles, we had a discussion on relationship with habits. On Meeting of the Minds, we talked on expansion in relationship. Yesterday's Connection Thursday was on relationships with seasons of life. And today we continue our book study, A Happy Pocket Full of Money by David Cameron Giandi. Big Dave.
It's been a good week, man. This was a good topic. It's one that pushed me out of my comfort zone for sure.
Well, it was sure got a lot of feedback. That's for sure. So are you ready to hit it? You got anything you want to go over, or are you ready to rock?
Nah, I think I'm good.
We are in chapter 15, giving, what it's all about. One of the greatest laws is the law of giving. It is a phenomenal law. Give freely and happily. Always form a habit of giving cheerfully. Give first before you receive. Whatever energy you give will come back to you in an amazing way. You may give away your time, for example. It comes back to you much later from an unexpected source in an unexpected form in a way that benefits you greatly. You cannot insist on a particular way and time for it to come back to you, but you can be assured it will come back in the best way for you. Give, 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 and do so cheerfully and freely. It is the energy behind the giving that matters, so do not give grudgingly. The law of cause and effect guarantees that you shall receive plenty for what you give. Life is forgiving. Give what you have, time, money, smiles, love, compliments, anything, and you will get back what you do not have. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Give graciously and receive gratefully. Grace and gratitude are energizing factors of giving and receiving. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. By taking care of society and nature, you take care of yourself. Share with and give to nature and society often. It is the goose that lays the golden eggs. It needs to be protected and nourished so that it can protect and nourish you. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Share. Give, help others in the proportion and to the extent that you cause others to build their wealth, so will you build your own wealth. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Invest some money in financial services and institutions that lend money to others and enable others to build wealth. This is another great way for you to take care of society to make it wealthy so that you may also get wealthier from it. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. The universe is all energy. Energy flows. Giving promotes this energy flow, placing you in harmony with the powers of the universe. Whatever you wish to have, cause another being to have it first, and you will begin to have it in abundance. Give, and you will receive in multiples. For example, if you wish to have wealth, show others how to have wealth, and in an amazing way, you will soon find yourself wealthy. It is a very complicated system that works perfectly. Give cheerfully. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Share, share, share. It's an investment banked with the universe that returns to you with amazing interest. Share gladly and genuinely. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. What you wish to have, cause another to have. To have wealth in abundance, cause another to have it. How do you cause others to have wealth? Teach these lessons to your friends who are interested in wealth. Show them this book and others like it. Form study groups or a mastermind circle with them. Where two or more are gathered, the whole is more than the sum of its parts. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Develop an awareness that enables you to look out for and see all opportunities where you can give something freely and cheerfully. You can give material things, your time, skills, or anything else. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Get out of the habit thinking that you should receive something before you give. That is not giving. That is an exchange. Give freely and cheerfully enables you to do business, if you wish, to look at it that way with the universe. This is how it works. You give someone something that you have now, freely and cheerfully. The universe, by law, finds the best way to give that energy back to you in the form of something that you do not have. It gives you back in multiples. When it is most appropriate, in the most appropriate form, it is a magical process. Obviously, the more you give, the more magic you create for yourself. Life starts to work for you. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Develop a strong desire and persistence to give cheerfully and freely. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. In your goal setting, remember to include several goals that are about free and cheerful giving. Giving under the law of cause and effect is one of the most powerful actions you can take. It returns in multiples, sevenfold. You cannot afford to leave out giving in your life plan. You cannot afford to leave it to chance occurrence. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Develop giving as a habit, something you do naturally without having to think of it. This makes you into a consistent and persistent giver. And the universe will work for you. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Give spontaneously. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Work on a habit of giving until you get to the point where you can enjoy giving. Enjoy it thoroughly. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. It's okay to think and know that when you give, you will get back something from the universe. You do not have to pretend you're not interested in receiving a reward for giving. Expecting reward is good. In fact, expecting reward empowers that reward to come to you. You only violate the law of giving when you expect to receive something back from the same being you give to, saying, "Well, I did this for you, so you should do that for me." In fact, demanding a particular reward back is violation of the universal law. It focuses your mind on trading rather than cheerful and free giving. Never ask or expect payback from those you give to. The reward you receive will come from a source and at a time and in a form that the universe finds best suited for you. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. You always have something to give. Time, compliments, talent, money, knowledge, sharing, a book, etc. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. You are surrounded with abundant opportunities to give, but you only see them when you decide to start seeing them. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Learn to receive graciously and happily as well. Do not feel uncomfortable receiving. You deserve it. And by receiving, you are in harmony with the law of giving and receiving. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. The trick to giving is not to force it upon those you give to. Offer your gift freely and cheerfully. Show your hand. Do not shove. Show. If the recipient does not wish to take your gift, respect that cheerfully. Do not be offended if your gift is not accepted. Allow the other person full freedom of choice, and you do not make a person dependent on you. When people become dependent on your gifts unnecessarily, you have not done them any good because you have reduced their belief in themselves and their abilities. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Here is a likely scenario. Imagine a person who does not have much in material possession to give and share with others. But this person is very charming and kind and gives many compliments to people he or she comes across without even getting one compliment back. The person uplifts other people's moods and confidence by finding ways to encourage and compliment them, but never gets a compliment back from anybody. Well, not to worry. The universe keeps its accounts perfectly. This kind of giving builds credit in the universal system. One day, by the law of cause and effect of giving and receiving, this person somehow gets the bicycle he or she always wanted, just when it was needed, in a way that looks like a miracle. It could be by winning a competition or as a gift from a stranger or one of the countless other possibilities, what people call luck. That is how giving works. Sometimes the universe takes little things that you have, can give and do give, and it puts them into one big thing that you do not have and require, and it gives that to you at a perfect time. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. You give but little when you give of your possessions. It is when you give of yourself that you truly give. For what are possessions but things you keep and guard for fear you may need them tomorrow? And what is fear of need but fear itself? It is not dread of thirst when your well is full, the thirst that is unquenchable. There are those who give little of the much of which they have, and they give it for recognition, and their hidden desire makes their gifts unwholesome. And there are those who have little and give it all. These are the believers in life and the bounty of life, and their coffer is never empty. It is well to give when asked, but it's better to give unasked through understanding. For in truth, it is life that gives unto life, while you, who deem yourself a giver, are but a witness, and you are all receivers. Khalil Gibran, the prophet. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. All other things held constant to the extent that an individual or society shares and gives in the right way, so will it have wealth and happiness. David, you're up.
That chapter had a lot of big points for me, especially with somebody that is going into a field where you could potentially make a lot of money and do a lot of things, you know, causing freedom. I've had a lot of successful friends. In the beginning, I kind of got upset at their successes, and it sounds bad, right? Because they either started way after me, or they've kind of got into a bit of luck and then they blew up out of nowhere. For me, I noticed that the more that I did that, the harder the things I was doing on my day-to-day got. And instead of being happy for them, now, as my mindset changed, I look like, hey, man, I hope that thing goes great for you. Or we're all going to eat. We're all going to be great. Like, all this stuff. And my mindset is no longer focused on me creating the successes, but the people around me. And I've noticed when they have these successes now, I'm happy for them. You know, it was their time. I see the work go into it. And I think that's kind of natural coming out of that, you know, because we always sit in this kind of desire and the want, and seeing somebody else get it before you. I always thought I worked harder than them. I was like, how am I working so much harder? And it's happening so easy to them. But I realized that I didn't know their stories and how hard they were working behind the scenes and stuff. The parts that I don't see. And that was extremely selfish and kind of naive of me to even say. And it really changed my perspective, because if that is somebody who I consider a friend and I felt that way, the people that really don't want you to win are doing that tenfold, you know? And that's the energy that I was bringing back. And I realized it quick.
It's important. I think giving is one of the most important things that you can learn. The challenge is with giving, especially like in businesses and things. I sat in a mastermind for years, and they would bring in teachers on the law of reciprocity. Oh, you give something so they'll buy something. That's not giving. It used to really bother me when I was sitting in those classes, and I would think, You guys have no idea. You're giving with expectation of getting something back. He said something very important in this particular chapter. I don't know if you caught this, but when you give, you should never have an expectation of getting something back from the person that you gave to. Yet, you should have an expectation of getting something back from the universe. What does that mean? A lot of people are givers, but they don't know how to receive. If you give and give and give, and let's say you're giving, and then somebody gives you something, oh, no, you don't have to do that. Even if it's a compliment, even if it's a little gift for doing something. Oh, you don't have to do that. No, you don't have to give me nothing. You don't know how to receive. When you don't know how to receive, you don't complete the cycle of giving. When you give with the attitude that you're feeling good about yourself, in other words, look at me, I give. There's this very popular coach, and he used to go and give and then take pictures of it and put it on Facebook. And I just shook my head again, because that's not giving. That is not the way it works. When you really give, you don't have to tell people you give. I give a lot. People have no idea how much. And I do it freely and lovingly. There's never an expectation of something coming back in return, because I actually enjoy giving. I enjoy helping people. I don't usually share this, but there was a gentleman who is having an issue, and it's a medical issue, and nobody's been able to help him. He could barely speak English. He just came here from Africa. And I'm talking to this, you know, this gentleman was referred to me because no doctor would help him. And this friend of mine said, hey, talk to him. I'm talking to this guy. He doesn't have any money. He just got his first job. And he was explaining to me about the stress, because when he grew up, this family were soldiers in the war in Africa. And I go, yeah, you probably got some stress. But sitting down with him and helping him, and helping him through this process, and I go and I gave a plan, and I'm connecting him with some people and doing different things. And I go, you have any questions for me? And his one question was, well, how much is this costing me? I go, nothing. He goes, what do you mean nothing? I go, no, I'm helping you out. You need some help. You need some help to get started in this country. It's brand new for you. I want to get that. So my thing to you is for you to become successful, to help other people. And it just, I'm going to cry, because he almost broke down crying. You know, that's giving, people. And you don't need to put it on Facebook and tell everybody. And I just put it on a podcast. I know it's pretty stupid of me, but it's pretty like, you know, I don't, you just said not to do it, Bill, and you just did it. But I just want people to know, because really people don't know. When somebody gives a lot, you don't know. And I hear people complain all the time. Oh, I do everything for them. They never did nothing for me. Well, that's what you get back, because that is the vibration. You build your reality through your vibration, and that's what you're putting out there. So I don't know what your thoughts are on that, David.
Yeah, I think it's simple, and I think a lot of people understand it, but they don't really look past it. Good things happen to good people, you know, and that's really as simple as it is, but it's not good things happen to good people who count what they do. I think that's big. I love the pay it forward stuff when you paid for the card next to me and you leave. You didn't care what they got. You didn't look back to see if they kept on doing it. It's those little things, you know, when giving money to somebody who says they need it, whether they may or may not need it. It's the same thing in your heart, though. I think that's the big thing. A lot of people don't give to, like, homeless people. Oh, they're going to use it for this or this. That becomes like the humanity part of you. You shouldn't care. If you did it in the giving aspect of your heart, it's the same thing as giving. Like, I think that's the thing, is that we try to kind of justify what we're doing. And I think the big thing that you said is that we don't know how to receive, because we have an expectation of what we feel we should receive, even if it's not from that person, you know? Oh, well, I did this years ago and I never got this back, so I stopped doing it. You don't know if you've missed your opportunity because you said no to somebody who was able to give back to you now and things like that. So, like you said, I've seen in the beginning when we started working together all the amount of free things you used to give away on a day-to-day basis. And I was like, Bill, why? It used to drive me off the wall. And, you know, 5 years later, I'm like, I get this now, you know, because yeah, I go out my way and I give it to people. And there's never a time where I'm going to boast about it or do about it. And I tell people, like you said, I give examples, because when you don't talk about it, people feel like you don't do it. You know, the day of social media, if it's not posted, you don't do it. You're not a good person if you don't post
it. I don't care.
So telling people as an example, I think it's a great thing, you know.
You know, but I just
in that moment
care.
Of giving to get anything back, it's just the expectations. This whole week has been on expectations as much as it's been on relationships. And I think that's a great thing, because if you build relationships in the exchange energy of positivity, it's going to keep coming.
Now, there are moments when you have to say no to people, too. You know, mm-hmm. if you're given to help somebody, and they just keep taking and taking, and they're not using what you give them, and that it's also up to you to say no, because you're not helping them anymore. That's what he said in there too. You don't want the people to become dependent on you. And a lot of parents do that to their children. They make their children dependent on them instead of independent. You know, it's okay to give your children a boost to get them going, but if you're going to do everything for them, they'll never, ever grow. And so there's a difference between spending and investing in what you're working on. And so one of the things I like what he says, it's not money, people. I think giving money is just, it's not what I do. I'd rather give my time, my energy, and my knowledge of what I know and my experience to help somebody that they can't find that help somewhere. Or they need even a little motivation or understanding. That's where I like to really give in that aspect. You know, I don't give much money. I don't.
Yeah, you know? It was funny. Back when I was really into church, I asked my pastor, Eric, who is a fantastic pastor. I was like, why do I have to give 10% of my money? And he says, it's tithes and offering, things like that. And he goes, but it's not 10% of your money. And I always was like, no, they bring a bucket to me every Sunday. It has to be about my money. He's like, no, it's not. He's like, you do youth leading. He goes, you're here working the soundboards. You're doing this. And he was like, the pizza that you bought for all the kids, way past 10%. Your 10% has been given. And that right there, it was like, it was mind blowing, because he goes, don't stop giving 10% once you leave these doors. And I never forgot that. If I could continue giving 10% all over the place, and it doesn't have to be money, and it has to be what I can do. I can't over give where I'm taking away from myself. It's give what you can, give what you want, and when you can.
And cheerfully.
One of the biggest lessons I've ever gotten.
That's cheerfully. I like what he says. Give cheerfully, right? Yeah, we could do a whole show on tithing, because yeah. Nowhere in the Bible does it say to give money. Nowhere. Yeah.
I was just like, so if guys I have to bring two chickens to the church, this is what the Bible was written as. So
that's it. Vegetables, bring some vegetables in, stuff like that. You have anything else? Any other questions on this chapter? No, it's a good chapter.
Banger
this book
of week,
again.
Man.
This book is next week. What do we got here? Let me look. I twist.
You see that now that I'm not there, he can't call me out for not being able to see it.
Yeah, because you used to face it. I didn't face it. Yeah, so we're talking, next week's your life purpose. That should be interesting to see what Mr. Middlestick comes up with on that.
I feel like right? We might have a very similar episode.
I am going to do the thyroid one, though, for the
health
health huddles. You know, I've already got experts in the community for thyroid, so I'm all excited about putting that out there. You know, it's interesting, because I've literally... I added it up once, almost 50,000 cases of thyroid. I know how to use it. I know it pretty well. I know it pretty well now, you know? And the thing is, it's like everything else. There is no soup. There is no formula soup.
Yeah, no.
It's an individual thing, but there are some rules, you know? There are some rules built around it. There is no recipe. I hate to say that, but there is no recipe. But we'll talk about that next week. So we're going to be talking on life purpose. And next chapter of this book, it's actually a little short one. It's on gratitude. So that should be pretty cool also. And that'll fit right into what we're doing next week too. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in a planet. You can join us on that mission by simply like, share, subscribe. The links are right below the show. On the sound quality, David, I hope the sound comes out okay. Yesterday, you guys heard scraping. That was my screen hitting the mic. So I'm learning.
We're learning, guys.
It's on paper. He's like, I go, what was that, David? He goes, yeah, every time you move, the screen was hitting the mic. So, you know, it's like, I'm trying to figure this out. Yeah, usually he's here. Usually you're here to straighten me out when it goes. You're not here to see what I'm doing, what I'm knocking over, what I'm hitting, what I'm bumping into. So I don't know if you guys are going to hear the pages of the book turn today. I have no idea. We'll see how it works. But we will get that dialed in. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah,
because we are on the road very soon. And summer's coming. You know what that means? 12, 14-hour days of grinding. Yes, I'm ready. As always, until next time, stay inspired.